It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Wednesday, July 27th. I'm Patricia Naft. The state Republican Party is blasting ABC, saying the network forced reality star Ben Higgins to drop out of a Colorado state legislative race. Higgins announced his candidacy for a Colorado House seat, but withdrew his name 24 hours later. Benta Berklin has more.
The North Denver seat is vulnerable because the current representative, Democrat Dan Pabone, was arrested for a DUI, and a new video surfaced showing him trying to use his elected position to get out of it. Colorado GOP Chairman Steve House believes ABC's decision was politically motivated.
Ambassador Ben, if he were running for a seat as a Democrat, he would not have this problem. I think ABC Disney is a very liberal media organization.
While Higgins rose to fame as the star of the ABC franchise The Bachelor, he and his fiancée Lauren will star in their own reality show this fall on Freeform, a subsidiary of the Disney ABC television group. A Freeform spokesperson called the assertions categorically and patently untrue. The network said Colorado election laws would make it very difficult for Freeform to broadcast a show featuring a political candidate. I'm Benta Berklund at the state capitol.
On August 1st, Frank Thompson lost his job as a mechanic at Peabody Energy's North Antelope Rochelle mine. He was one of almost 500 coal miners laid off that day by Peabody and its competitor, Arch Coal. At the time, Thompson, who is a single dad, was most concerned about what being laid off would mean for his son.
You know, he's 7 years old, so he kind of sees it as some time to hang out, but I don't think he really realizes that this could be, us moving away from here.
3 months later, Thompson still isn't sure what the future holds, but he's trying to stay in Wyoming. Wyoming Public Radio's Stephanie Joyce caught up with him at a park in his hometown of Douglas.
A lot of people don't understand, when you're out there, that's your life. And then you get laid off and your whole world crumbles. You don't talk to people that you were talking to for years on end. You don't see your best friend for a long time. I started out there as a wash tech, washing equipment. The most miserable job in the world. It really is. And I spent 3-4 months washing the equipment, and then I started fueling, and I was fueling. I fueled for 6 years, 5 years, and then I got into the shop and started earning my keep there. Then I got laid off. I was sitting there for a couple of weeks just going, what am I gonna do now? I didn't have an idea what I wanted to do when I went to college the first time. Still don't have an idea what I want to do, but I know I have to do it. So I've been in the real world now. I know what I need to make to live a solid life, and I just need to figure out what I can endure for the next 30 years and go at it that way. He's a great kid. Smart, loves it here. I really don't want to move. He likes it here, I like it here. He has family in this area, so try to stay here as long as we can. But yeah, I just told him, I go, they just couldn't afford to keep me around. He goes, oh. And I was like, yeah, it was just, they gave me some money to leave, so I left. And he was like, okay, are we leaving? I was like, what do you mean? He goes, well, are we going to move? And I was like, no, I'm not going to try to move. He goes, good. I don't want to. I was like, all right, good talk. he just wants to know if he can keep playing baseball, if he can play football in the fall, and that's really all he's worried about, which is fine, because a 7-year-old, that's all he needs to be worrying about. I try to tell him that hard work pays off, and not to whine and ask for things that you haven't earned. And for me to sit here and whine and say that it's not fair for me not to have a job because I don't have the qualifications is wrong. I don't have qualifications. That's why I'm going back to school, so I can get some kind of qualification. The way I look at it is they did take care of me, and I have everything I have because they gave me a job. but I also gave them 80 hours plus, of, you know, I gave them 7 years, and now I don't have anything to show for it, really. When it comes down to it, they take just as much as they give. I just want to live, make sure my son's taken care of, and he can get a better education than I can. I just want to work, you know? I'm simple. I just want to work. I want to take care of my son, and I want something to do. That's the worst part about being where I'm at right now. I'm so tired of just sitting around.
To bring this newscast and a news team era to a close, here's KVNF's Jake Ryan.
In personal news, this will be my last newscast for KVNF. I'm moving on to new opportunities, but I'll always remember this opportunity. I'd also like to thank all you listeners for your support and feedback over the years. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to grow and develop as a newscaster. And a special thank you to all the scientists, economists, and all the professionals who helped explain complicated issues to me, so that I could explain them to you, the listener. Between oil and gas, public lands, healthcare, education, politics, the Western Slope is a dynamic place. It somehow is both pristine and rapidly changing. I hope I helped you make sense of it. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Nath.